Uncover Your Purpose, Craig. We're going to talk with Nadine Joy. And Nadine, Craig said you're aptly named. He likes the joy part of that. You probably get that a lot, I suppose, huh?
I do. Yes, thank you.
The book, again, Uncover Your Purpose, trying to figure out who we are, what we are, what's our calling in life. And in the first chapter, you talk about polluted beliefs. Explain that. I mean, we kind of start out as children, and then what? We kind of get contaminated along the way? How would you describe that?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, we really, when we're born, we really are pure, and there's nothing really that has really gotten in the way of our gift of really who we are. So I'm just going to start right off with a visualization for you and for your viewers that's really powerful. So if you imagine a string in front of you and imagine, you know, something, it doesn't matter, a lighter, a match, that has a flame on it, and then allowing that flame to burn along the one end of the string, and that flame represents, you know, who you are, who you were born to be, your purpose, your true authentic self, and allowing that light to really burn down the string until it gets to a point on that string that really comes to a gap, comes to a hole, that represents, you know, maybe something that's happened, you know, it can be a trauma, it can be abuse, it can be maybe even just something somebody or your parents or society or friends or whoever has said to you that you've taken internally as your truth, when in fact it's actually somebody else's truth that's been projected on you, but it comes across as a block. So it's like a hole, if you imagine, in your light that doesn't allow your light to shine through of who you really are until you become aware of that and really acknowledge, you know, that that's there and take steps to heal it. And then eventually that hole or that gap, you know, representing all that baggage that's there, closes up and then allows that light, you know, your true self, your gift, to continue to shine, you know, down that string. And then at that point, you know, your gifts are once again given to you and then can allow that light to continue to burn down the string onto the other side of the hole, which represents out into the world. So where you can share maybe your experiences or what you've been through or your hardships or your rock bottom or your awakening, whatever has happened in your life, where you've learned to use your gift and share it out into the world to make a positive difference in the world and with others. It's really a huge thing. So that's one of the visualizations I use with my clients all over the world. To start with healing from the past and the beliefs. So the beliefs that you have about yourself, one of the biggest ones that I had myself was I'm not good enough. And I think it resonates with a lot of people based on, you know, things that have happened or things that people have said, that people take it internally and really, truly, maybe on a consciously or unconscious level, really, truly believe that they aren't good enough. Like I felt I wasn't good enough. I didn't deserve to be happy. I didn't deserve to live my purpose. There was a lot of things that I needed to heal from my past, from things that had happened to me. And almost everybody I talk to, there's some type of belief system that's been ingrained that's not true. So it's really about turning those belief systems around, those limited beliefs, if you want to call it that, instead of the internal dialogue that goes along of I'm not good enough, you know, you could turn that around positive and say, I am good enough. I do deserve to be happy. I do deserve to have good in my life. You know, I do. And one of the things I say to my children is, you know, be all you can be in your lifetime. Always be yourself, because it's so easy to take on everybody else's stuff. And I'm living proof of that. I worked as a geologist for many years. That's what I thought my purpose was. That's what I thought I was going to do. That's what I thought I was meant to do. And there's something in it, you know, that over the 9 years that I worked being a geologist, that I felt like was off. I felt like I just was missing. And I knew that part of me, that I wasn't making a difference, a positive difference in the lives of others. And I got really sick. You know, doctors couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. That really, that part of it was really about really just, you know, coming back to who I really was and honoring that and really taking that next step to know that you are good enough and you do deserve to be happy and you don't have to, you know, listen to society and everybody else and what they're telling you. It's more important to listen to your heart and who you really are.
You mentioned healing from the past. Where do you start?
Oh, the first step to healing. Yes. Yeah. So the first step I would recommend would be is just becoming aware. So awareness is is really the key to unlocking and to healing from the past, is noticing and being aware that that's actually, that's present, that it's there, and really about really knowing and believing that you have the freedom. So it's a lot about the freedom to really be able to make the choice that you can live your life purpose, and you can do that. And it is something that, you know, the more you focus on what you enjoy every day and like healing from the past, it really just makes a huge difference in your life.
How do you determine what your gifts are? How does that come manifest itself? What do you see or feel about certain things that maybe make that realize that's your gift?
Yeah, that's a great question. So with your gifts, I like to say, you know, focus on, so really think about when you were a child, when you're running around, you know, laughing, having fun, you know, what brought you joy as a child? And maybe, you know, maybe something that you're still doing as an adult, or it may not be. And just think back to what really made you happy and what brings you joy. And, you know, you can also ask the people around you, you know, people who are closest to you, you know, what they think you're good at. That also is a good indication as to what your gifts are. There's many things you can, you know, you can try different things, see how it goes, and just really, you know, focusing on the things that bring you joy and that make you happy each and every day, that really will bring you closer to what your gifts really are.
Is that also, and I guess, how as an adult we can help our children or a child, or as if you have a teacher, a young person, that's how you help them, I guess, too?
Yeah. So helping your children is really important, because you want them to grow up and to know that they can be their true authentic self, and they don't have to be like everybody else. They can be, you know, they can be themselves, and they can be different. So the biggest thing I've encountered in working with my own children and children of clients of mine is just really, you know, letting the children know that it's okay to be different, because there's many children out there today that are very gifted and that are very different, and letting them know that it's okay, you know, if they have gifts that are different than their friends, and that they're not necessarily need to be exactly the same as everybody else. Like the greatest leaders, I tell my son, my oldest son is 9, and I tell him all the time, the greatest leaders in this world who made a difference were different. They had different gifts. They had things that were out of the ordinary. That's what made them unique. That's what makes everybody unique. Not only children, but us as an adult. Everybody is unique. You know, there's not one person in this entire world that is the same or has the same gift. And that's something that, you know, we even as adults need to realize, that, you know, it's okay to be different, and to stop, you know, being so hard on ourselves. Really just love ourselves for who we are, who we truly are. Know we have the freedom to choose to live our purpose and really to extend that further to help others.
It seems there's a lot, the negative part you mentioned, I don't know whether it's our brain or our psyche related to that. We seem to have a bigger room that can hold all the negative stuff as opposed to the positive. I don't know if that's the way we're made up, or is there something biological about it, but how do we shrink that so that the negative things are not all consuming for us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it starts, for sure, there's definitely, and like I said, it's things, you know, from the past, or just these negative things, if you want to call it that, that really prevent us from really seeing the light. So in order to be able to start shrinking that, or allowing, you know, less of the negative and more of the positive into your life, it starts really with being conscious and being aware consciously of your thoughts every moment of every day. So this is an interesting exercise that's coming up to share with you. If you can take, even if you just take, you know, 2 days where you commit to yourself to focusing and noticing the thoughts that you're thinking, whether it's about yourself, whether it's about others, you know, your children, your parents, you know, your friends, whatever it is, just take a conscious note. You can write it down if you want. It sometimes helps to write things down, because it turns, you know, what's going on inside of your mind into the physical and makes it more reality. And really being conscious of what you're thinking about yourself and about others. And that is the greatest thing that you can do for yourself to change your life, is by focusing on your thoughts and then turning them around. You know, if you're thinking and somebody's bothering you or something and triggering you in some way, no, okay, that's happening for a reason, that there's something in me that maybe I haven't healed or I haven't dealt with, and then turning it around to something positive. Like, for example, that, you know, I'm not good enough, turning it around into I am good enough. I do deserve, you know, to be happy. I do deserve to be loved. I do deserve, you know, I deserve good in my life overall. And just really being able to have that consciousness about this, about the thoughts that you think each and every moment of each and every day. I forget how many thousands of thoughts that you think every day. It's absolutely outstanding. Like, unconsciously, the thoughts that go on in your mind. So just being more aware of that, writing it down, and then the more you're aware of it, the more you realize, hey, there's a lot of thoughts that are going through my head that aren't true, and just making them truth, making them positive, and turning that around.
You do have a section in here about when you wake up in the morning. There's kind of, when you wake up, there's things that can go through your mind immediately, and you try to put a positive part of it on, as opposed to have negative thoughts, I guess, consume you at that point. And it kind of talks about how small steps, because you didn't get to this point where you are now overnight, as you say. And so you want to have a gradual process too. So little steps along the way can help you uncover your purpose. Again, the book is called Uncover Your Purpose, Heal and Share Your Gifts with the World. Our guest this morning, Nadine Joy. Nadine, if people want to find out more about this or some of the things that you do as a life and career coach, where's a good place to get those details?
Yeah, so my book is on Amazon, so it's just amazon.com, and there's many reviews on there. You can take a, you know, your listeners can take a read and see there's many people that it's helped already. I also have a Facebook page that's Uncover Your Purpose, Heal and Share Your Gifts to the World. You can add, that's a great resource to, for people who are, you know, wherever you're at in your journey, just a support group for people as well. And then my email is just nadine@nadinejoy.com, nadinejoy.com.
Great. Thanks very much, Nadine. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is 8:53 at AM 930 WEOL. Craig, see it is how to transform your gifts into living a purposeful life.
Feng Shui. Feng Shui. Feng Shui.